It was fun. And the Bears, probably by now, Bears are waking up in London or catching up on jet lag because they arrived overnight. I think as we slept, they probably landed.
What time did they leave?
I think they left around 6 or 7.
So it's about a 7-hour flight.
Yeah. So they are probably, they crossed the pond overnight. While you slept, they flew.
They crossed the pond.
Yes, they did.
It's 11:30 there. They're probably just, you know, they tried to stay up. Maybe they got some eggs at the, and now they're all exhausted.
Well, I think that what they're doing makes more sense to me than what the Jaguars are doing.
Yeah, that's weird. Where did they leave in Thursday night?
Jags are leaving Thursday night, according to the latest report. They also are considering changing their travel plans because of the weather, the horrible weather situation in the Southeast. And you wonder if they will do that. They do have experience, more experience going to London than the Bears do, but it just strikes me as a little bit unusual to wait until that late in the week to readjust your body clocks and then get ready for Sunday's game.
Helene hit, right? And this is a new hurricane that is going to be worse, right? Isn't there, or the model looks worse. We'll find out. The problem with Helene, it kind of hung over the area for a while. This one looks like a massive storm.
Devastating. It really does. It looks like it is devastating. Hopefully, it just looked already the wreckage and the damage has been terrible.
Yeah.
And you just fear that it's going to get worse this week. So the Jaguars will do what they do, but the Bears have an advantage, I think, in getting out there, getting acclimated. I like the way that Flusie is approaching this. And they're off today, and then they get back to work tomorrow.
Yeah.
Business trip.
Off day in London. Pretty good.
Not bad.
Good town to be off in.
I think they'll probably give them a lot of opportunities to do some things with their family. If their family made the trip, they had ample time to plan. So we talked to DJ Moore yesterday. Sounds like he's not bringing his family. This is a business trip. So
yeah, good. It's good. The game is winnable, and that's good. And you got to keep stacking wins, my friend. That is the name of the game. It is also pretty interesting, I think, to kind of look at the Jags and where they're at in their season and think about the Bears with another opportunity to take advantage of a less than stellar passing defense.
Well, they got to beat the Jaguars. Jaguars aren't much better than the Panthers, really. They have a better quarterback, certainly more proven in Trevor Lawrence. You wonder what where he has in his stage of his career, but you are a Bears team trying to convince people that you are a playoff caliber football team. You won a game at home. You took care of business the way you should have, but now you've got to go into the bye with some credibility. If you don't, you lose it. If you lose this game, you lose a lot of the momentum and credibility you've built up to this point. Can't let that happen.
Yeah, you stack some wins. It's perfect. Kind of getaway day, last game before their break. Nice to have a little break. And we saw the Chiefs do it the way you're supposed to do it. They won a game, and now they're on the bye week. So congratulations to Kansas City last night. It was good to see Taylor Swift back in the building.
It was good to see Tay-Tay. Yeah. Yes. I wondered at one point if they were going to interview her on Monday Night Football, because didn't Troy Aikman say something at one point about wanting to do that? And then they showed a shot that she was directly below their booth.
Yeah.
I thought maybe at halftime they would go down, escort her up, and then they would have a nice little halftime interview.
Yeah. I don't think that's necessarily good for her or her career.
Why not?
I just don't know what she knows about football. I don't know what that would be like. And I would, I don't need to know. I think she's doing great. I just don't know that I need to hear her try to answer a football question.
Yeah, I don't know how heavy duty football questions they would get into, but I think it would be fun.
If he wanted to have fun with it and really went after her with some, really interesting football conversation.
Well, she was there, and apparently Travis Kelce decided to show up as well because he was active in the Chiefs offense.
Yeah, he led them in receiving, but still is yet to score a touchdown this year. Pretty extraordinary, five games in.
It's pretty crazy that, as somebody pointed out in the X, that Jared Goff has more touchdown receptions than Travis Kelce.
It's pretty funny. It's pretty funny. But I'm glad those two crazy kids are still together and have it going. And she was there. And someone said she had she wore some sparkle.
Just a sparkle on her cheeks.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little nice. Sparkle on her cheeks.
That's nice. She freckled up for the Chiefs.
Mahomes has 331 yards passing, but no touchdowns. And Kareem Hunt back, 27 carries, 102 yards. Favorite play was Travis Kelce catching a pass and then laterally.
Oh, the lateral.
The lateral play was fun.
Yeah.
Planned or unplanned.
I think they hit second and 34, and then they got about 10, 12 yards. So they're in like second and 22, and they run that play, and it gets them to a fourth and one, and they convert the fourth and one. That was pretty spectacular. You see a team get to second and 34, and you do not believe that they're going to wind up with a first down, but that's pretty special.
They sometimes seem like they're toying with the defense, and they're only trying to amuse themselves.
And they
do that very well, and they seem to be able to do whatever they want to the point where they can get inside the red zone and have Travis Kelce take the snap and run a read option and hand off to Xavier Worthy, and they score a touchdown on it.
Yeah.
That's getting too cute.
Oh,
that is reinforcing the idea. Every offensive coordinator out there who gets too cute is watching that saying, oh, we can do that. Let's do that next time we're inside the five. And it's the Chiefs.
Yes.
They can do whatever they want.
Matt Nagy could do that in Kansas City, not in Chicago.
Exactly. So that works well when you're dealing with Travis Kelce handing off to Xavier Worthy, the fastest man in the league.
On the planet, isn't he?
I think, I don't know if it's the planet. I don't know if it's the planet.
It feels like it.
It does.
He was so fast. They ran a little screen pass at one point. Did you see that? And Patrick had to put the ball, like put some air under it. He catches it, Xavier Worthy, and he just accelerates past the safety, I think it was. It was just whoop, all of a sudden he's, in a first down territory.
It's amazing. There are rules and conventional wisdom for football that apply to the rest of the league, and then there are rules and conventional wisdom that apply only to the Chiefs.
I was watching the Manning cast, as I'm wont to do, and they had Bill on during that play. It was just interesting.
I did not catch the Manning cast much last night. I prefer these days a lot more of Troy and Joe.
Yeah, I like the Manning cast because it was not on last week, and then I had missed one earlier in the year because of my cable company's issues. So it was just fun.
I'm glad you got that cleared up.
Thank you, buddy. I really enjoy the Manning cast. I like watching those guys watch football with someone who knows football.
The best play of the night, though, that wasn't necessarily involving a Chiefs touchdown or offensive wizardry, was the interception by Kalen Saunders, the big guy.
Right.
326 pounds, the defensive tackle from Western Illinois.
Crazy.
A leatherneck, huh? In the NFL. Picked it off. Ran it back. That was very amusing.
You love to watch big guys run.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Shades of Keith Traylor here in Chicago.
That was one of the greatest ever. That was absolutely hilarious.
I find it hilarious that they got now they can do everything with analytics now. His max speed of 15.79 miles per hour, the third fastest by a ball carrier weighing over 320 pounds since 2016. Who measures these things?
Yeah, that's crazy.
And did you see the other sidelight? All of a sudden, he's an instant celebrity, viral on social media. His brother is a dancer for Taylor Swift.
Oh, how richly ironic that she was there for that. You mentioned Keith Traylor. A fact of Keith Traylor's life is that he came into the NFL as a linebacker. And then I believe, was it 80 or 100 pounds he put on over the course of a couple years, and then he wound up as a defensive tackle. Can you believe that a guy could put on that kind of weight.
He ate his way into a position switch.
Yeah.
And a pretty good NFL career.
Yes.
Yeah, he lasted for a while. Yeah, I think that every defensive tackle has visions of having a moment like Kalen Saunders did. That was quite a return.
That was a thick pick.
Nicely played. By the way, I was driving home from TV last night and listening to the broadcast here on The Score.
Yeah.
With Kevin Harlan and Ross Tucker.
Yes.
They don't typically work together, I don't believe, but Ross Tucker is outstanding.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, obviously so Kevin yeah. Harlan is the standard. But being able to work with him and not the fact that he doesn't do it all the time, we're lucky when we get to talk to Ross Tucker. He's outstanding, and they blended in so well together. They did such a nice job. Ross Tucker is a joy to listen to in terms of just a guy who knows football
yes.
and has a great presence and sense of humor.
And he loves football. Like, that comes across, too, on the broadcast. He just loves the game, and he has tons of insight, and he works very hard. He's excellent. I agree with you.
And Kevin Harlan's as good as it comes in terms of the play-by-play. So
I totally agree.
That was a treat last night, and then watched the rest of it. I'm glad I got home in time to watch the interception because that man, big man, was rumbling and stumbling and taking it out. I thought the Saints might have a shot at one point in time, but no. Chiefs are just toying with them. That's what they do. I'm not sure.
And we mentioned the baseball. We have the games tonight. And just as a public service, you've got the Mets and the Phillies, right? They're tied a game apiece. Always fun. That game is starting at 3 o'clock in Chicago, 4 o'clock in Chicago. It is on FS1. And then the Padres-Dodgers will be on after that. That'd be closer to 8 o'clock at night. They're on FS1. So there's no need to get a scavenger hunt going. It's on FS1, the baseball tonight. There you go.
Are you talking to yourself? Or?
No, I'm helping okay. people.
I don't think people... I'm glad you got it figured out. No, I didn't mean that. No.
I think it's on so many different outlets. I watched yesterday...
That's not, I know.
I know. I want to say this. Okay. Let me get it out. I watched the game yesterday on both True TV
mm-hmm.
and TBS.
Oh, was my
it
gosh. TBS?
It was on two different outlets, and I would switch between them just out of like a kind of a personal chuckle.
Does your remote, is it a voice remote?
I wouldn't know, buddy. I've never talked to it.
I think you should make a friend.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you. I know that's what you do. You like to talk to the remotes. You do it here in the studio.
I know.
We do not have voice remotes, but David just sits there talking to the remote.
We do have voice remotes. I could do that right now.
Making a joke.
I could do it right now. I'm going to do it at the break.
I'm like, are you on your phone?
And you're no.
Like, no, it's the remote.
It's the remote. I'm talking to my friend.
Maybe she didn't mean it that way. You got to. I'm talking to my friend. He's talking the remote.
It works. Down. Baseball's outstanding again.
Yeah, it was. Oh. Yesterday was so much fun.
This is the first time in Major League history, I believe I heard them say, that all four playoff yeah. series are tied 1-1.
It's awesome.
It's awesome.
It is. It's really
Tigers
fun.
And Royals have no business being alive this late in October and this deep in the playoffs. They have no business doing that. They really don't. And here they are. Then the Guardians still there, and then the Yankees. They you figure they're going to be there every year.
Well, I thought I really enjoyed the Tigers, and I thought when Skubal came out, I thought, oh no, if they don't win when he's pitching, this is a disaster for them. Like they are not going to be able. They have to win any of his starts. That's it. It is almost it's like a moral kind of point. You've just got to be able to do that. And when he came out and without allowing any runs, but then I was worried that that was going to turn. And I was really pleased to see Detroit win that game. I thought it was great.
The Tigers are one of those teams where you have to watch the postseason, and it would be helpful to have a roster handy.
Yes.
Because it's like, who is he again?
A lot of unknowns.
Where did he come from? Oh, mm-hmm. He's making the major league minimum. Their 26-man payroll for the playoffs is $18.8 million.
Incredible.
All of their lineup, it's full of guys who are not household names. And so Skubal is the one guy
yeah,
who is pretty accomplished, all-star. About to win a Cy Young Award for the first time. And so they are a team that has, I don't want to say, it's disrespectful. I don't mean to be that, to say they have no business being here, but it's certainly quite a surprise that they're still alive.
And Cary Carpenter hits, what was that, 425-foot home run, and it's the first, I guess the statistic is Class A had allowed 3 earned runs all season. And he allows a 3-run homer in the 9th inning. It is the first left-handed homer he threw all year. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Incredible.
This is not a good postseason for established closers. We saw it happen to Devin Williams last week.
That's what went through my mind.
With the Brewers and the Mets. And now Class A has the issue last night. Now down to best of three. Best of three in all of the series, which is fun. The Padres and the Dodgers get back in action. That's a heated rivalry with bad blood now on both sides. And it's fun. October baseball is the best. And so we're welcoming hockey season tonight. We got the playoffs going on. NFL Week 6 already upon us. The Bears are in London. The Bulls are beginning their preseason. My goodness.
Yeah.
It's a lot going jam-packed. On.
And we have Stephen Downers Grove texting in. He wants to know if the pregame will begin at 5:30 a.m. because the game begins at 8:30.
Is that what we're doing there?
That is not what's going to happen.
Oh.
I believe we have the marathon on Sunday morning. So you can tune in on Saturday between 9 and 11. The pregame will be a day earlier, and you can listen to it on the Odyssey app, so you can get it and you can save it, and you will have it forever.
9 to 11 Saturday morning.
9 to 11 on Saturday, we'll have the pregame. Then we will have the postgame immediately following the football game.
So this is one of those Saturday mornings that you really tick off Bruce.
Yeah, well, we're taking
the inside the clubhouse in slot. Yeah, you're filling in for Bruce.
I'm pretty sure Bruce is off. I think that Yom
I'm
Kippur?
Kidding. Yeah.
I think that Bruce has the day off, so we will be working in his stead.
From inside the clubhouse to inside the huddle.
We will be doing the pregame show.
Excellent.
So that will be on Saturday morning for the baseball crowd. What?
It'll be fun.
And
no doubt about it.
Listen to it whenever you choose at your leisure. And then, as I say, a normal postgame show.
I'll be curious if by Saturday, we definitely will have clarity, but I wonder what you'll be talking about in regard to Jaquan Brisker. That was big news on Monday.
Yeah, I need more information on that.
Yeah, well, he didn't make the trip.
I know he didn't make the trip, but I just wonder... So you go into concussion protocol, and then you are. It is determined later in the week if you can play or not.
Yes,
right?
he has to pass a couple, I think, baseline tests.
But conceivably, could he fly over?
Yes,
and play in the game without being there for all the prep.
I believe that he conceivably could do that.
Yes,
and that's definitely part of the range of possibilities. He could. It's not unlike any other week in terms of preparation. Now, it would be obviously different for him, but he's a veteran now that in his role, he wouldn't necessarily need the practice time with his teammates. He can stay active here if he can, if whatever concussion protocol involves. I don't know because we don't know. It was a surprising story to see that he, a day later, showed symptoms. That's always scary.
We talked a lot about that hit in the moment, and we talked about the two of them, him and Tremble, the tight end, looked like they had really taken – it looked like Tremble kind of lowered his head, and Brisker was coming in. It did look like helmet-to-helmet contact.
It was a scary collision.
It was
because the way that Tremble lowered his head, and I don't want to say initiated because that means it sounds like he's looking for something, but he did lower his head and made helmet-to-helmet contact. And then you could tell the impact on both men. Tremble's 6'4", 255 pounds, I believe. Big man. And Jaquan Brisker comes at you with a lot of force, and he's fierce, and he's got a lot of velocity when he's attacking you. And so it was one of those NFL collisions.
And I hope he's okay. And if he needs a game off, I totally understand all that. And maybe the wise move is to give him the day off because then you got the bye week and you're not playing for 3 weeks. I understand all of that. But oftentimes guys can clear concussion protocol later in the week and play because of the 7-hour time frame. But there are plenty of ways to getting people. There are plenty of flights to London.
Oh, that's not an issue. You're right. Yeah, but I think when you talk about his concussion history, you can't discount that from the equation either.
And I'm not looking at it lightly. I'm just saying when someone can't make the trip on Monday for a Sunday game, conceivably they could make that trip on Friday. I don't know. When would you have to get there?
Well, I think you'd want to leave as Thursday night at the latest. I don't know that Friday, you're flying overnight.
I don't know why you want him to go with Jacksonville. That's weird to me.
He could fly in the back. He could fly in coach, everyone else in first class.
Does he have to go on their flight?
No.
That's so weird. anyway, we'll see, and we'll have more information as the week unfolds. But yes, at this point, he did not make the flight, and he is not. Tevin Jenkins is on the flight. Did make it?
Yes, he did go.
Weird.
They want to monitor. They can probably rehab him there.
Yep. Okay.
You wonder who the backup with Jaquan Brisker out. Does that mean Jonathan Owens steps in?
He could play. They got a couple of options.
Those safety positions can be interchangeable depending on how you play. But they've got some depth there. They have some different possibilities they could use.